Shvi'is Daf Nun Tes. At the end of the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara brought a raya that the Rav Zeira tried to disagree with Rav Pedas and said that the two cases are not similar, and the halacha of Yeshua and the halacha of Rav Shimon is a stira. You can't say like both, so it must be that the two cases are separate. He makes a chiluk between the two cases of Rav Yeshua and Rav Shimon. The Gemara tries to bring a riot to Rav Zeira that he says that the talk of the two cases are different. I'm Rav Yoina. Why is the taka true that all the growths are the same? Why do we consider that the growth is all the trees develop alike, that they grow alike? The says the Pnei Moshe that says Lashon they quotes in the Gemara of Perikam the Ol Bitmia. And he says, what are you comparing the two cases? Then we find that all the trees grow the same. All the growths, all the saps of the trees are the same. So you're comparing apples and oranges, two separate different trees. Who said that they're the same? Are they the same? Where do we find that they're all the same? So the interesting thing is the first time I've seen that the Mefulda quotes the Rashmi Salah in Arla, and it tells you how it explains a little bit different how what this means. That it's a desert lotion of like a boat, Dami the Katalava, like a boat, which means just like a boat goes backwards. It goes front and back, two separate things. These things are not the same. They're both, you don't go backwards like a mushel, like you're comparing the two sugars, like you're going backwards. It's not going straight. It's not the way it should be. So the Gemara says, but again, but Pnei Moshe says simply, it's just that the world, the Gemara says, yes, Nakasha, I'll bring your eye. They're not the same. Elamai want. Kotov Botel Gabis Rafo. The balsam tree, which Amish is talking about, is Botel Gabis Rafo, is Botel to its sap, because that's the Iker. The Iker is the sap. And therefore, the tree itself is bottled to the sap, and therefore that's the halacha of the Mishnah, why it says in our Mishnah that it's a din of shvius, because the sap is a din of shvius, so therefore it becomes bottled to the tree. Ilan ain't a bottle of gabi shofa, but a fruit tree is not bottled, it's not subject to its sap, because there's two separate things. The fruit is not this. It's not the sap. It's not the ikar anymore. In such a case, he holds. There's no din of arla. It's not subject to the arla because the sap is not connected to the tree. They're connected, but it's not the part of the tree. It's two separate things. Two separate products. Two separate things. It's not the same. And therefore, in Batel Gabis Rafo, says the Pnei Moshe, Ilan Kataf, who got passed him on Batel Ilan Gabis Rafo, and it says, Raf Shalom Yotzim and Eitzu Iker, that's the Iker. But the tree that makes the Peros, they know Batel, is a completely separate thing, it's not the same. Therefore, the Gemara is telling us that it's not subject to the root of Ola. Therefore, that's the halakha. So therefore, Rav Yeshua, they're arguing the halakha of Ola. They're arguing about a different halakha, it's not the Machlokas over here. Therefore, Gemara is telling you. Therefore, the halacha is that the machlok is from Yeshua and Elazar that we had in the Sekhus Erla that the Marfulda brings down. That's the machlok. It's not a common Rav Shimon and our Mishnah. So therefore, you see that there's two separate halachas. So he says Rav Zeira is correct that the two cases are not comparable and they don't belong together. So there's a difference of opinion. There's two different cases. I'm going to tell you something else. I'll tell you there's another difference. Oklubei Makdusha Shvias Chol Aleihem. The law of Shvias is not the same as the din of Arla. Kolagabe din of Shvias, that's a kedusha chaleim. That Gabe Oklabeim has a din of Shvias on them. It's like Oklab Michael Lota, Michael Beim has a din of Shvias. But Ain kedushas Arla chaleim. But Arla does never applies to the din of Michael Beim, only on fruit, which is Michael Adam. So you see another difference. Again, you're comparing the two sickers, they're apples and oranges. They don't belong together. The Arla and Shvias are two separate halakas. Therefore, you want to exclude the sap tree from the law of Arla because it's not a fruit. It's in a kanami. Remember the fruit, but the din of Arla doesn't apply. Maybe the din of Shvias applies, not the din of Arla. So, mainly, therefore, you see that everyone could agree in the Mishnah. It would not be a machlokas in the Mishnah. According to that, both of them in the Mishnah could agree that the halakha applies They could both agree that it applies. There would be no machlekes in the Mishnah according to this opinion. That says the Marfuda. How can Rabbi Yehuda Moida? Rabbi in the Kol Kushas Shvias Lanim. They think Kushas Shvias Lanim. I like Abay Erla in Noi Machlotim doesn't apply. That's why you have a machlekes Tanaim over there by Erla, but not by Shvias. Everyone can agree by Shvias. So you see that in a Kanami that is not to do the din of Erla. Lachaira, Rav Zera is correct. Rav Pedes is wrong. That we don't contention that the halacha of a mishnah is not the din of Ola. Rav Shimon and our mishnah like Abay Shviz is not the din of Rav Yeshua like Abay Ola. I'm Rav Avi Nislan Lekori. You have another factor. I'll prove it to you that the halacha is two separate sugyas. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda of Yeshua are not speaking about the same sugya. I'll bring you another raya. The Gemara says. Mishnah Gemara continues. Yeshua said the halacha that we say they considered that the sap is not like a fruit, like Abi Erla. That's because he had Amr Shemua. He had a Shemua from his Rebbe. Rav Shimon Mishem Garmi Yame. Rav Shimon said halacha from his own name. He said it in his own opinion. So Mela, if Rav Shimon was saying, Lord Yeshua is saying, why would he quote that? Why would he say it in his own name? Mishem Garme, it's just say, I have a Messiah, I have a Shemua, I heard it from the Av Yeshua. So since we see that he doesn't quote that, if I says that is halakha, this psak is not due to Yeshua, it's two separate halakhas. They're two separate halakhas. And that's the Gemara. Fuller learns the Gemara. He says that Shmu Shmaichav of Shimon Amr B'Shem Atzmo, Shmamin HaShein Min Yinechru. It can't be they're saying the same halakha. Another writer is saying the different halakha. The second writer, Padak, can't be right. That they can't be saying the same halakha because he's saying it in his own name. He should say the name of Yeshua. Because that's what Yeshua's opinion if they were saying the same halakha. Vice says they don't agree. It's a separate halakha. So at the Gemara, that we said halakha by Mishnah, by Arla. Rav Yeshua's halakha is that we don't consider the sap and the wood is not considered din of Arla because it's not considered fruit. Where it says, however, the figs is considered Arla because it is considered a fruit. And one wants to know, where do we get it from? What is the basis? Ma, what is the meaning of, what does Rav Yeshua mean? What's this Rav Yeshua mean? Saraf Piri? Does it mean that the sap of a fruit, of unripe figs is considered a pri, pagan piri? Or that the unripe figs are considered a fruit. What does he mean? Does it mean the sap is considered a fruit? As it said, wood is considered like a fruit because it comes from it. Or do we say that the sap of the unripe grapes, that's a fruit, that's considered a fruit. It has its own din of fruit, not the fruit itself. But not the sap of it, but the thing itself, the pagan, is that considered what it means? Well, shaychi kan. Like one said, they're separate halacha, one wants to know. What's all, is it pagan separately? Is it unripe fruits of fruit? Or is it seraph pri? What is considered a fruit? What is the Mishnah referring to? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you an afkamina. In Temat seraph pri, if you tell me that the fruit sap is considered a taka fruit on its own right, then also came betruma aser, then it came out if it went ahead, and you did, you went and curdled the milk with a sap of unripe figs of truma, it should be taka aser lekoin, riasa lekoin, because it's considered truma, it's part of truma. In Tema Pagia Peri, but if you tell me that only the unripe figs are fruit, the sap is not a fruit, and you went ahead and you mixed it together curdled it with milk, as a truma mutter, and it'd be considered mutter. Because why? The chief is mutter because it's not, there's no din truma, there's no, it didn't become, it's not truma. It would be mutter to a non-coin to eat. It would not be considered, it's not considered a fruit, it doesn't become truma. Truma is only when it's mixed together with a fruit. If it's not a fruit, there's no din truma. It's a big nafkamina la halacha. So you must say, Elmai, according to the halacha, we said, what's the halacha in such a case? When you go ahead and you curdled it together with truma, that should be considered like Erla. What is the halacha? Shani is truma mitaris. We say, since you benefit from the truma, it's mutter. Vanias Erla surah, but benefiting from Erla zasur. So benefiting from truma is something that could still be mutter to you. Not mamish truma, it's benefiting from truma will be mutter. But Erla, benefiting from Erla, remains aser, is considered the din of Erla. And therefore the luck would be considered aser. And therefore there's another nafkamina. Erla's aser completely, the gamrei. So anything you benefit from it was considered aser. But truma is only a problem, only where, to a non-coin. But to a coin, it'd be mutter, would not be any problem if it's considered food. Therefore, it would be considered, if it's mixed together, mixed together with the sap, and you put it together, curdled it together with milk, would not be considered usher. it would not be considered aser because it's mutter to an non-kohen. So if again you see that erla and shviyas is two separate halakas, and what you learned with the sap means the pre itself, or you're talking about the fruit itself is separate from the sap, without considered whether it's an erla or shviyas, is a complete separate sugya. And not the case in the Mishnah. So you see, the Kaira, the Gemara didn't answer the Shaila as to what is it? Whether it's considered Seraf Pi or Pigan Pari, the Gemara, whether it's considered unripe, considered a fruit, or is the Seraf considered fruit, that the Gemara never really answered one way or the other. Back to the end of the Gemara, the Gemara wants to know two cases that we had. We had a case in the Mishnah that if you mix together, you had something that was a Chuyav beer, and it was mixed together with something that was not Makuyav beer. So the halakha would be whether we say it depends when it's the 6th year, the 7th year. And if it's considered the 6th or 7th year, we say we go bus to the din when it was absorbed. And if it was absorbed, we say that it absorbs some of the flavor, no some tam. If it's a small amount, it's even but the smallest amount. But if it's nice and tam, if it's more than that, it has to be benais in tam. So the Kohel Kara, what's in between the first case and the second case in the Mishnah, both of them Kara, as the Gemara asked before, should have the same halakha. What's the difference of the two cases? Halakha, I remember halakha, the first case, when you said over here, you had a new rose that you went ahead and you put into old oil. Now you took it out, you plucked the rose out. So halakha, we don't say the oil is, the shemen is not, there's no din beer by the shemen. Maybe it absorbs some of the flavor of the beer, of the rose. Doesn't make a difference, but it's still okay. But how do Machai be beer? But yet over here, you see in the case with the old rose, with Chai be beer, and it was subject with the new, with the rose, the new one, and was with the beer, because it was now a layer, the tom, it wasn't tom, so therefore, and that's why it's considered aser. In the first case also, it was nosin tom. So what's the reason the first case that we say is mutter because it wasn't nosin tom? The second case is nosin tom. Look, it's the exact same case. The two rooms are really, comes from two separate tanoim, two separate shittas, two separate tanoim. One is the first tanoim, one's the second tanoim. And therefore, that's no stira. It's two separate tanoim in one mishnah. The Gemara says, two separate tanoim, terei tanoim hain, upli yadadi, says the Gemara, they argue with each other. Amana tanoim, reish lo tanoim sefer. So it's not a stira in the mishnah, it's two separate opinions. Gemara says, that's the only way we can reconcile the two Mishnayos. The Gemara comes along and says, Amen Lazera. I'll tell you, no, maybe I can reconcile it. But if it's one Tana, it's not two separate Tanayim. How could I do that? Yochol no. I can interpret that the two cases are referring to roses according to one Tana by applying two different interpretations of what does it mean, old and new. What does it mean, new and old? Vered kardosh b'kvash b'shem and yashem. When Mishnah says a new rose soaked in old oil, it refers to veret shel shviyas shekavshu b'shemen shel shviyas. That means rose of a 7th year mixed that was soaked in oil of a 6th year. That is the case of the Mishnah case, and that's what it means by old and new. And therefore, that in that case, the Gemara says such a case, you have to just remove it. There's no din beer, and it'll be fine. And when it says in the case, in the second case, an old rose was soaked into new, it means Vered Shviyas, Zekavshu B'Shemen Shal Shminas. It means a rose of a 7th year was soaked in the 8th year. In such a case, the Mishnah says, then it becomes Makuyav beer because it was in the 7th year. And therefore, that's the case the Mishnah says it has to be. We're not talking about the same case. When is the 6th year to the 7th year? And when is the 7th year to the 8th year? In such a case, it makes a Nafka Mina. Between the question, what is the difference between the 6th year and the 7th year? So Rav Huda explains that the come to explain. He says that the nafkamina would be what's the reason why this would be different? Because it tells you that the in such a case you'd be chayav beer. On the second case, in the second case over here, why is the 6th year different than the 8th year? Because the 6th, Yimma says, because since the halakha is, it's bolei a tam, it gives no saint tam, it gives a tam, so therefore the halakha, that's why it's considered us right away. But a shviyas that's in the 8th year, and therefore we say that the oil is the fresh oil, the rose is old, so mela, it gives off the flavor immediately to the oil. And since the halakha is that the oil is, this is mechui of beer, because of the flavor in the 7th year, so therefore it applies even to things later, that all of it becomes aser mekuyav and beer becomes part of it in one din. So that's enough to be the two cases. Again, of course, either you say the two separate tanoim, or you say like Rav Zeira says, it's one case, The nafkamin would be whether he refers to the sixth year and the seventh year. And that's why we say it'd be considered mutter. But in the case, because in the sixth year, is the oil was in the sixth year, which is the tam shel heter, there's no yisur, it's not shvius. Masha enkein the sefer liyashem b'chadash, is 7th or 8th year, since you have a chiyuv shvius, that's why it's more kavadik, and it's going to be considered aser, because they all be considered nasa beer, it will be considered, requires beer, becomes part of the original case, and nashin tam b'fkam, and it becomes nashin tam, and both of them have a key of beer, and that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, according to the last Teres of the Gemara. Last Amira, it tells you that we can reconcile the Mishnah as one sheet that not having Machlokes in the Mishnah. Stop over here at the end of the Perek.